We continue today our Christmas reflections on the mystery of the Incarnation, the fact that God became man for us. And today, we reflect on the fact that God became man within the context of a human family. God could have entered the world in any way that he chose, but he chose to do so in a family, an experience that we share in common with him. I'm sure it will come as no surprise when I say that families come with both positive and negative experiences. No one's family is completely one or the other. Modern life has placed its own challenges upon our families. And every family has obstacles that need to be faced and overcome. The collect of today's Mass calls the Holy Family a shining example and asks that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and in the bonds of charity. Today's Mass invites us to look at the Holy Family as a model for family life. As we gaze on the manger here in our church and in our homes, we remember that that first Christmas wasn't easy. There was a lot of sacrifice that went on. But that sacrifice was because of love. We see Mary and Joseph gazing lovingly at the child Jesus. It's Mary and Joseph's sacrifice and their love for the child Jesus that we need to imitate in our families and teach to our children so that our families can become holy. Think for a moment about the sacrifices of that first Christmas. Think of what Mary undertook. The Annunciation, the angel Gabriel comes to her and gives her this fantastic announcement, and she conceives by the power of the Holy Spirit. Imagine what her neighbors must have thought when they found out that she was with child and was not yet married. The ridicule and the misunderstandings that must have happened. Then she picks up and goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth in the Visitation to be of service to her. Not an easy feat for a young girl in the ancient world. Then there's the announcement of this census that everyone has to go back to their ancestral home. So her and Joseph travel some 80 miles to Bethlehem. Today, that doesn't sound like a lot. It would take us about an hour and change to get there. In the ancient world, it took weeks and was extremely dangerous. And then when they finally arrive in Bethlehem, there's no room because of the census. And Mary has to give birth in a cave. Think of Joseph. Think of how his dreams for his future were shattered when he found out that Mary was with child. The gossip and the misunderstanding that he endured. People probably talked about him and how he was willing to take Mary into his home. But we know that Joseph is the protector. So he protected Mary. Then, as the protector, there's no place for her when it's time for her to have her child. All he can find is the cave. In today's gospel, we hear about the flight into Egypt and the return to Nazareth. Joseph, always the protector, is willing, despite the hardship, to do what God asks of him, to protect Mary and Jesus. Mary and Joseph sacrificed for Jesus to protect him and raise him so that he could fulfill his mission. No one looks for sacrifice. No one wants sacrifice to come into your life. but it is a necessary part of family life. Sacrificing my comforts and my needs and my time for the sake of my spouse or my children. Sacrificing these things in silence so that only God sees them and He will reward me. Sacrificing at times to keep a marriage together that might perhaps be teetering on the edge. St. Paul, in the last few lines of the second reading today, from the letter to the Colossians, his words sound a bit sexist to our modern ears. He says, "Wives, be subordinate to your husbands." But don't forget the rest of it. He says, "Husbands, love your wives. Children, obey your parents in everything. Fathers, do not provoke your children." Even though his language may be slightly old-fashioned, what he's talking about here is the sacrificial nature of family life. That the individual members at times will have to sacrifice for the greater good of the family. But sacrifice is possible and at times can be easy when it is based on love. Mary and Joseph's sacrifice was based on the love of Jesus. In our nativities, we see them always gazing on the Lord. And gazing on the Lord is central in our families as well. Parents, teach your children to love Jesus above all else. And don't teach them only by your words, but also by your example. How they see you live out your faith. How you make going to Mass a priority in your family, no matter what goes on. Praying together as a family. How they see you treat your fellow man because of your faith. And in a special way for fathers. Studies tell us that fathers have an outsized influence on their children's faith development. This is so important for them as well. And of course, loving our children, even when they make it difficult. No family is perfect. The Brady Bunch only exists on television. They don't exist in real life. Families face difficulties. Marriages, unfortunately, end. And please, don't take this homily as an indictment of anyone here today and the circumstances that have happened in your life. This homily is simply a reminder that Mary and Joseph call out to us again this Christmas on this Feast of the Holy Family, that to make our families holy, we have to be willing to sacrifice and always to keep our eyes lovingly on the Lord Jesus. I'd like to conclude today with a prayer by Cardinal Francis Xavier Van Tuan. He was a cardinal in Vietnam, and he was imprisoned for 13 years by the communist government there. And his writings are very simple but yet profound. His cause for canonization is open now at the Vatican. I'll simply conclude with a very simple prayer that he wrote. "Mary, my mother, Joseph, my father, give me your eyes to contemplate Jesus. Give me your hearts and spirits to understand him and to be impassioned for him. Give me your will so that I may work for him with my whole heart and mind without growing weary. Give me your souls that I may endlessly proclaim Jesus, my Lord and my all. Amen."